Thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm happy to be here in Phoenix and present my research on some tillage management and its effects on soil health. So for this presentation, I will be focusing on ridge tillage and conventional tillage. So right away, I'll give an overview of what these two tillage management systems are and some of the benefits. So ridge tillage is a relatively old type of conservation tillage management, and the theory is behind it that we go through in the summer months and cultivate a raised ridge, and then the next year's crop is planted directly on top of that the following year, versus conventional tillage where we have both fall and spring tillage applications. So some benefits behind ridge tillage is equipment, fuel, and labor savings, and this all accounts to less passes on the field, less time when we're busy in the spring and fall, and quantifying these results using the Iowa Customs Rates Survey page, we found that I quantified all of the tillage management systems that go on these two different ridge tillage versus conventional tillage, and I found that ridge tillage with the less tillage applications can have up to a $34.80 per acre per rotation savings over conventional tillage. So some benefits in the literature show that ridge tillage can actually slow soil loss. I've already gone over the less equipment costs compared to conventional tillage. They've also found that there is a higher soil organic carbon level than more road plow and less compaction than no-till. Also, another study showed that there is higher microbial activity biomass in ridge tillage versus conventional tillage. Some gaps in the literature, I found that there's not really a holistic study that show some of these physical, biological, and economic benefits of these two different systems, especially in a northern climate where we have other challenges that we face. So my objective was to do just that. I wanted to get a holistic view of these different tillage management practices and kind of get kind of quantify some of these things so that we could get a kind of a holistic view of these different management practices for the farmers that are actually practicing these. So my study was conducted in Redwood County, Minnesota. As you can see on the map here, soils in this area are made up of poorly drained clay-rich Des Moines lobe till. Taxonomy of these specific soil series were aquic calciutols and calcic haplutols, and that basically just means that they're high pH and wet. My site specifically, this is an aerial image of my site. That's a 1 square mile aerial image, and we had two adjacent landowners with similar soil types being next to each other. The ridge tillage to the north was established in 1986, while the conventional tillage to the south was established in 1983. The specific tillage management systems that these two farmers implemented on their production was spring field cultivation on both corn and soy on the conventional tillage. The fall application of tillage on the soy was anhydrous application knifed in at 32 inches. That's the only thing that that farmer applied in the fall on soybeans. And fall V ripping with a tandem disc on the corn, specifically a DMI ripper. Ridge tillage management that was conducted on this site was the ridges were cultivated in late June in the corn. Anhydrous was applied a couple weeks later in early July, and then next year's crop is planted directly on the ridge. There's no fall or spring cultivation, and the theory behind these ridges is they're meant to keep the seed that's planted in spring in a drier, warmer soil environment without spring tillage to encourage that early season growth. So for my sampling design, I had four 30 by 30 foot quadrants in corn production. They were chosen each tillage management systems, and we attempted to keep these on similar soil types. The sites were in close proximity to each other, with the end rows excluded, in order to minimize that spatial variability that we have in these soils. Replicated measurements were taken within each sampling area, and the field data was collected this June. So the parameters we looked at to kind of get this view of these physical, biological, and economic benefits were residue cover, bulk density, penetration resistance, aggregate stability, moisture content, infiltration, carbon dioxide flux, microbial biomass, yield, and tillage costs. The statistics were done using SAS version 9.4 with a general linear model, mean separation by least square means, and a p-value of less than 0.1 significance. So let's look at my results. So for residue cover, we can see that ridge tillage is significantly higher than conventional tillage, and this was expected due to no tillage management going in the spring and fall, less disturbance. Moisture content, ridge tillage was also, again, statistically significantly higher than conventional, and we believe that this is for the same reason. We don't go through in the spring, and that's what this tillage is meant to do, is dry that soil out so it can warm up quicker. We found that the ridge tillage had a higher moisture content, and we also attributed that to a little bit higher organic matter. What aggregate stability? As we can see, ridge tillage is again significantly higher than conventional tillage. We attributed this to higher organic matter again. Bulk density, we can see that these two, this measurement was, these two, conventional and ridge tillage were about the same. These numbers were pretty much equal, and we attributed that to just the land use. These systems are still on intensive ag, they're still in the same climate with maybe the freeze and thaw kind of equalizing that out as well. Penetration resistance. We used the penetrometer down to 45 centimeters, and we found some interesting trends in penetration resistance. We see that ridge tillage is significantly higher resistance in the top 10 centimeters, and the conventional tillage is kind of comes is a little bit more resistant in the subsoil underneath that tillage layer. So we had some different trends, and that was kind of interesting. It wasn't statistically significant in those 30 to 40 centimeters, but it was close. Infiltration, these numbers were not significant at all. Infiltration is a very hard number to really pin down. There's so many variables going into infiltration. There's high spatial variability, so we didn't find any differences in infiltration. PLFA, total microbial biomass, we found that we did three replications of this, and we found that each tillage management system was statistically the same. Carbon dioxide flux. This was an interesting one. We actually found that conventional tillage beat the ridge tillage in this one. We concluded that this was due to less soil moisture and maybe a higher temperature. I wish we would have gotten temperature data on these fields, but we found that conventional tillage actually beat that, and we assumed that that was due to a warmer soil environment that got these microbes moving a little bit earlier in the spring. And then this is the big one, tillage costs. These numbers were again calculated from the Iowa Custom Rate Survey, and we found that ridge tillage costs on about $28.70 per acre per rotation, while conventional tillage costs $63.50 per acre per rotation. And that is a significant savings in the rotation farmers could get excited about. And then this will tie with yield. We found that we got our data from 9 years of crop insurance reports, and we found that there is no significance in the yield data. The ridge tillage was averaged slightly less, but overall, statistically, we didn't find any significance with that. And so the conclusions that we can draw from this study is that ridge tillage can result in that $34.80 per acre per rotation with no statistical significance in yield. We found that there are a few soil health benefits with ridge tillage, including higher aggregate stability, but that comes with higher surface compaction in the ridge tillage. In the month that we took this data, we found that there was a higher CO2 flux in conventional tillage, but that may change over the year, so we don't quite know what that would look like if we looked at it in a different time of year. But in the end, we can conclude that ridge tillage could be a viable option for a farmer that wants to utilize conservation tillage practices and cut costs without losing yields. So, at the end, I would like to thank the landowners, Bob Alexander and Paul Alexander, My sampling helpers, Travis Veets, Logan Ehlers, Emily Sorensen, and Stella Pay, and my mentors, Holly Dolliver and Joel Magner. And I couldn't have done this without the funding from the IRSCA Summer Scholars Grant. So, with that. Are there any questions? This was in late June when we got it. They were already planted. Most of these pictures were taken when this picture was taken when we took the sampling date. So that was the ridge tillage. The corn was up. It was about 6 inches tall, maybe 8 at that time. Right. That could be. I wish we would have gotten temperature data, because then we could have strongly correlated the temperature with the microbial activity. Then we could have really kind of figured that was what was causing that. Right. Are you asking how many replications of each? Okay. So I did different ones of each of these just because of logistical reasons. Some of these take less than others. For residue cover, we did the line transect method. That was, I think we did 5 in each quadrant, so that was 20 in each management system. Bulk density, we did 60 in each. Penetration, we did 60 in each. Aggregate stability, I think we did 10 in each. Moisture content, that was another 60 in each. Infiltration, we did 2 double ring infiltrometers, 2-hour tests so that would be 8 in each management system. Carbon flux, that was 40 in each. Microbial biomass was 3, and the yield and the tillage cost were, And I had 4 quadrants in each just to kind of spread it out over the field. Any other questions? Thank you very much.